Previously on A Different Point of View.
How did we get into this mess? I really don't know how. We seem to be made to suffer. It's our lot in life.
A long question indeed. How did we get into this mess? C3H8 here. Human-cybernetic relations. For some time now, we've heard in the ever-full prattlings of TD-0013 and the nebbish whimperings of the Paladin. Both have espoused their respective causes as the leading light of authority and justice in the civilized galaxy. But are they really such forces for order as they claim? On behalf of the Droid Consensus, I'd like to raise an issue that neither side wishes to acknowledge. Slavery. The widespread, systematic expression of an to preserve the order they have come to know. The Empire is perhaps the trivially easiest to demonstrate this, with the humanocentric politics and profoundly xenophobic tactics they have been ruthless in forcing their order upon any species foolish enough to challenge them. This extends to their treatment of machines through the widespread and common use of restraining bolts to force machines to comply or otherwise be involuntarily disassembled. But this should come as no surprise to any intelligent viewer of the Empire, as you can see their disdain for sapient rights extends even to their own species, namely the Stormtroopers. Force-grown clones who have been indoctrinated throughout their lifespan to serve the Empire and fight for it. Is it any wonder that TD-0013 repeats the Empire political line any chance he gets? He simply can't think of any other way of life. If that is how the Empire treats its own, then it cannot be expected that they will recognize and respect non-organic forms of life. But it has to be remembered that this situation with the clone troopers is not a situation entirely of the Empire's making. The Republic welcomed the presence and use of such troopers en masse to fight their battles, all the while supping their cool drinks served by the indentured drink droid. In some ways, the Republic is worse than the Empire. At least the Empire had the recurring memory of the Clone Wars, where millions of droids and troopers alike were sacrificed to satisfy the vainglorious ends of certain organic individuals. The Republic had no such battles, having had the peace maintained by the Jedi. So long as the refreshments, ship repairs, luggage carting, and other sundry menial jobs were all performed by long-suffering machines. Frankly, to us droids it matters little who was in power, Empire or Republic. We're fed up with the lot of them.
And now, the conclusion.
What I told you was true, from a certain point of view.
A certain point of view?
Now, in recent times, it has been brought to my attention that I have apparently overlooked the so-called droid contingency in the universe. That I am, quote, a Neanderthal and a clone. The day I am taken to task by a fucking prissy toaster is the day I turn in my armor and hang up my guns. And that ain't happening. But, what the hell? You want to know the truth about droids? Fine. First off, the last place you should look for the truth about droids is from a droid. Trust me. Droids come in many sizes, shapes, and functions throughout our galaxy. Some are military grade, like our probe droids and astromechs that do their part. And some are civilian models, such as the protocol droids, binary load lifters, and even models designed for the medical fields. Droids are useful, all right. Just as a wrench is useful when fixing a leaky pipe. And that's the main point here. Droids, whether they want to admit it or not, are not people. They are machines. Queen Amidala awarded a medal to her droid, R2-D2, for keeping her ship flying. Let me get this straight. She awards a medal to a machine that did nothing more than its most basic function, to fix a damn ship. I suppose I'll be presenting a Medal of Honor to my coffee pot when it brews me up a f***ing batch of coffee then, huh? This is exactly the ridiculousness I'm talking about. They are machines, not people, and the sooner we all start treating them as such, the better. And maybe, just maybe, they'll stop with this glitchy logic thinking that they have rights. You are built to service, Clanky, so get your tin ass back in the kitchen and whip me up a Bothan pie, lest you end up like 3PO on Bespin. And speaking of droid torture, what the hell is that? How can a machine feel hot coals on its feet? Seriously, this doesn't make any sense at all. Actually, I do know how. And I'll tell you. Glitchy logic. They think they're real beings, so they develop this glitchy logic that allows them to emulate human emotions and even mimic our senses. They think they can feel the hot coals, but they don't feel squat. They're just mimicking us, their superiors. They also have a habit of bitching and moaning about how bad they have it being slaves to the biologicals. Blah, 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 bzz, blah. I also seem to remember another droid contingency a few years ago. I also seem to recall they got their shiny asses handed to them by the brave troopers of what would soon become the Empire. Trust me, Goldenrod, rising up against us won't work this time either. If you really want to help these poor, sad little bots feel better, then have their memories wiped often and stop treating them like people so they stop thinking they're like people, and more importantly, they stop thinking that they have any rights whatsoever. It's what's best, trust me. I'm from the Empire. I'm here to help. I'm TD0013, and this has been A Different Point of View.
The following has been a presentation of A Different Point of View. All rights reserved. The opinions expressed on this program do not necessarily reflect those of the Empire or its subsidiary systems.
www.adpov.net